Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The first one, our D-line, like they've been doing all year, just getting hands up and being able to get hands on the football. And it was kind of one of those balls that was in the air. It seemed like it was in the air for 30 minutes, but just waiting down for it to come down. And was able to make a play. It was a huge play for us, stop some momentum. And then in the red zone, you know, obviously probably a ball Lamar wants back. I was just able to kind of play with some vision and just take advantage of his throw that he made.
They get the ball there on the 5-yard line and drive 93 yards, and they, I guess, just couldn't get him off the field. It looked like Lamar kept finding a way to run for first downs. What was the message, though, in the huddle to kind of just stick with it?
Yeah, you know, Vaughn always tells us don't blink. You know, it's a good offense, a good quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, trying to contain him is a tough job. And so, you know, he made some plays with his feet. Guys didn't blink, though. Drove it all the way down to, I think they were on the 3-yard line when we made the play. So, it was awesome to come out with a victory. Down 20-3 at halftime. Like I said, nobody blinked at halftime. Understanding what we needed to do to come out on top and win, and we did it.
Tremaine and Matt really forced a lot of third downs and some punts, too. Just the ground that they were covering.
Yeah.
To make tackles in the open field.
Yeah, those guys have been doing that all season. It's just such weapons for our defense, you know, Maine being able to run sideline, Matt being able to just cover, tackle, playing the gaps, and you know, both of them playing downhill and playing very extremely fast too. So you got guys like that running sideline to sideline. It makes our job on the back end a lot easier. Not having to come up and make 10, 12 tackles a game, those guys are cleaning it up.
Three and out to start the second half. If you make them send them three and out. What are you telling the offense there when you guys are coming
inside? Oh, yeah, nothing that we got to tell them. It was kind of already understood in the locker room coming out of halftime. You know, we were told, hey, we're going to get a three and out. You guys are going to get the ball. Good field position, go score. And it's just complimentary football we had been playing playing all day. And so, you know, kind of finally started to come alive in the second half.
Blown out teams. But this was a game where it was tough. You were behind. Everybody made plays at the end. Do you need a win like this? It'd take any win, but do you need one like this where it was just you were the tough team and you made the comeback and everybody made plays at the end?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a win, it's awesome. Win like this, close game. I think there's been a lot of talk that the Bills haven't been able to win the close games or whatever. You know, obviously last week coming down to the wire, but you know, we're a good football team. We understand that. Made some mistakes early on in the game, and we were able to correct it. Nobody was pointing fingers. Nobody was saying, hey, you know, this, that, or the other. We just came out one play at a time, brick by brick, didn't blink, and we made the plays when we had to.
Kyler kind of got thrown into the fire the last 2 weeks. How do you think you played today? Obviously, the Ravens got some speed there on the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I think all of our guys are – they come in the game so prepared, and they come in the game ready to play, guys that I trust playing with. And, look, stuff's going to happen out there on the field. You know, they're extremely mature pros for how old they are. You know, coming to the sideline, making the adjustments, coming to the sideline, asking the questions throughout the week, asking the right questions, you know, just so that we're all on the same page. And that's kind of what – you know, we take pride in on the back end. It's just everybody being able to be on the same page and playing the same string of music, so that way we don't give up explosives.
How are you doing? So you go and get looked at after the game?
I'm fine. I'll be all right.
Did that happen on the interception?
I just got the wind knocked out of me. I'll be all right.
Things that we talked to Josh about was the first touchdown that the offense scored at the end of the half to kind of get them on the right track. You guys only gave up 20 points, but was there a moment when for the defense it clicked, or a play or a series when you were like, okay, like we got this now?
Yeah, I mean, I think early on in the game, defensively, we just got in some tough situations. Obviously, we want to come out and try to find ways to get them to just kick a field goal in those situations. But, we knew we were going to come alive at some point, and we just had to keep trucking, just one play at a time. This is NFL, you know, things happen quickly. Things can turn quickly in the NFL. You just got to keep, you know, one foot at a time, one play at a time. And it really showed a lot about how we were able to handle adversity today. You know, probably a lot of people counted us out early on in the game, down 17 against a really good football team. So we were able to come back and like I said, keep our heads straight and don't blink, and we found a way to win.
I'm sure your phone was full of texts when you got back to your locker. Was there one from Michael?
Yeah, there was.
What
I can't share it. I would love to share it, but I. He's very happy. He's very happy. I would love to share it, but I can't share it. See him and I.
I just working with Hamlin. How's he coming along?
I mean, look, those guys, Jaquan and D-Ham, they've been in this system for 2, 3, 4 years now. You can plug those guys in anytime, and they're ready to play. You know, D-Ham, he's fun to play with. You know, this is really the first time I ever experienced playing with him. Fun guy to play with, and I'm excited to continue to grow with him.
Just one more on how you guys were able to adjust through the course of the game. Sean had mentioned it's kind of a unique offense. Obviously, Lamar has a lot to do with that. And that you kind of, he used the word settle in as the game went on, made the adjustments, and then were able to execute. Take me through that.
Yeah, you know, I think we started to see how the game was getting played throughout the game. You know, some of the tendencies that we had maybe thought of throughout the week, they were a little bit different, and so we kind of understood, you know, just throughout the game that if they were in, you know, certain formations, if they were in certain personnel groups, this is what they were doing. You know, early on in the game, we were still trying to figure it out. But as we got through the game and you started to see plays repeat itself, we were able to kind of settle down and see the same plays over and over again and, like I said, make the plays when we had to. So, you know, every team, you know, you watch film throughout the week, every team's going to come in with a new wrinkle, a new splash, and, you know, just being able to, you know, handle the adjustments that you got to on the sideline. And we were able to do that.
Going back to the interception in the end zone, Duvernay looked like he was open for a while, and he was jumping. You came off. Was that something when he was your guy in your area, or did you fall off?
He was wide-ass open. And I kind of peeked at him. He was in the corner of the end zone, and Lamar didn't see him at first. I peeked back at Lamar. He was scrambling. And as soon as I peeked at him, he was kind of raising his hands up like he wanted the ball, so I just took off. And Lamar saw him open, and he kind of floated in the air, and I just went to go make a play on it.
For it on that fourth down play?
No, I wasn't. I understand, you know, the type of team they are, the head coach that they have. And they're an aggressive football team, and, you know, we knew they were going to go for it on a couple occasions.
To have those two picks on a personal level just after the stretch you've had of missing some time, working through injuries, what did that mean just to have those big plays in a game like this?
Feels good. Feels good. Okay, well, I don't know what else to say. It feels good. That was my first two-pick game since college, so it feels good.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.